Once there were five little peas who lived inside of a crescent-shaped shell. The peas were green and the shell was green, and so the peas thought the whole world was green because, after all, what could they know besides what they could see? The sun would shine and the peas would feel warm. The rain would fall and the peas would feel a little bit damp and wet. But either way, those peas kept growing bigger and bigger. And one day one of the little peas said, "You know, this can't be the entire purpose to life, because I'm really feeling uncomfortable squeezed in here in this shell with all you other plump little peas. I'm thinking maybe there would be more space outside this shell." All the other little peas just shrugged. But then one day, they were jolted by a sharp tug, and it seemed that their shell had been pulled off the vine, and then they were startled by a loud cracking noise as that shell was split open, and they rolled out into the bright sunshine, so bright they felt like they couldn't see for a few seconds. But when their eyes adjusted, they realized that they were being held in the palm of a little boy who looked to them like a huge giant, and he was looking at them with great big brown eyes. And they heard him say, "Aha, perfect for my pea shooter." And one of those little peas was plucked up and put into a long tube, and a strong wind blew, and the pea was sailing through the air shouting, "I'm flying, I'm flying, catch me if you can." And then the next pea went into the tunnel, and the wind blew, and that pea sailed into the air shouting, "To the sun and beyond." It was a very joyful moment, and each one of those peas took their grand flight and thought what a great adventure they were having. And when the last pea flew through out of the pea shooter through the air, it plonked against a window of an attic room and fell down into a little crack in the windowsill that was filled with dirt and moss. "Huh," thought the pea once it landed, "I think I liked flying better." But the pea now belonged to the moss and the soil, and it was surrounded, and the moss and the soil became one with the pea, and the pea fell asleep and started having this beautiful dream about becoming a lovely plant with a curving stem and tender green leaves. Now it happened that inside of that attic room where that window was, there lived a mother and her daughter, and the girl had been quite sick for quite a long time. The mother worked for hours every day trying to earn money to get medicine and food so that the little girl could get better and get strong. One day in the springtime, the mother noticed the sun was shining through the attic window and making a warm, bright spot on the floor. And so she pulled the girl's bed over into that sunshiny place closer to the window, and she opened the window so that the girl could breathe the fresh spring air. And in a few minutes, the girl called, "Mom, Mom, come look, there's something green at the window. I can see it swaying in the wind." So the mother came over and said, "Well, imagine that. That's a little pea plant that's taken root right there in that crack in the windowsill amidst the moss and the soil. And it's putting out green leaves. Let's give it some water and it can be your own little garden." Every day after that, the girl watched the pea plant grow. And it seemed that the pea plant, as it swayed in the breeze, was nodding and smiling and saying to her, "The sun is making me grow. The sun will make you grow as well." And day after day, it seemed that the girl was getting to feel a little better and feel a little stronger. One day, from a tiny pink blossom, that pea plant created a beautiful rosy pink flower. And at that same day, the girl's cheeks went from very pale to being rosy pink again. And a few days after that, the girl actually had enough strength to get out of bed for the first time in weeks. And she walked across the floor and went to the window and leaned out the window and put her face down next to that little pea blossom. And she said to the pea plant, "You have made me well." Well, the pea plant could not speak, and so the plant exuded some wonderful perfume so that the girl would know that she had been heard. And the pea said to itself, "I think this might be even better than flying," and looked all around the wide world to notice all the wonderful details, and then drifted away asleep again into that beautiful dream. Now we're going to join hands and say a prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your mysterious and wonderful ways. We ask that you would teach us not to set limits on the power of your love and life. Help us, O God, to live with expectancy and hope, and to welcome all the new growth and the healing that you bring to us. In Jesus' name, amen.